today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What if this Ben and Jerry's trip, because it's, you know, a birthday weekend, it's a celebration, that's your last hurrah. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but you know what? You know how you get really fat, Oscar? Is a series of last hurrahs.
Yeah. Yep. Rob Spiewak, truer words never spoken.
It's the truth. I'll do better on Monday. I'll start it next week. I'll wait till the new year. As soon as the holidays are over. I've said that for 48 years.
It's not, contaminant or bacteria-based for me. It's the taste of the water. The tap water in Arizona.
What have we always said, Mike? It's the taste.
The taste of...
I don't want to go. I don't want to go to the grocery store.
We have to get grocery store to eat to get food or we will die.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy post Father's Day Monday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you here with us. Hopefully all the dads out there had a fantastic Father's Day weekend. I hope they
Father's Day
jingle.
Happy
Yay.
Father's Day.
Father's Day, everybody. Is there any more? Are there any more of them?
No, just the two.
Two Father's Day.
Yeah, that's all we got. But I play Oscar hates if I don't play our holiday jingles.
Yes.
He's a big fan.
That's wonderful. That's a sweet one, that Father's Day one. And everybody, have wonderful Father's Day. Everybody have a good Father's Day.
Really, okay? Really nice. Yeah, except for Carrie had a little trouble with the food processor.
Ah, what was she trying to make, a mousse?
No, she actually, by my request, an actual physical mousse.
No, a chocolate or a salmon.
Soufflé.
Or a peach mousse.
By request, I've been reading about mashed cauliflower as opposed to mashed potatoes, and I said,
you're hitting it in overdrive trying to go for the live show, right?
Vegas. Yeah.
So I said, you know, let's,
I'm on the boiled egg diet. He doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to spoil it.
I don't want to jinx it. Don't get happy. Yeah. But I said, you know, let's try it. And so she said, the food processor isn't working.
Well, are you on a diet or not?
Well, he's been
on a diet for the last year.
I've cut out a lot of sugars and stuff like that. I'm still drinking.
He won't eat certain things when we're here. I'm like, have this. He's like, no, I'm good.
But
willpower.
So I requested to this mashed cauliflower, and I found a recipe. I said, you know, you said I could have what I want for you to try this because it sounded actually really good.
About it, where you're not, you know, I mean, you might want to let your boy know what you're doing. That might help him motivate a little bit. You know,
Mike,
I've eliminated sugars and simple
total sugar.
Yeah, I haven't had a soda since April 15th.
True story. And the
why didn't
fridge,
you talk about it?
The fridge is stocked.
We're only
Mike.
Doing a radio show here. You might want to talk about it. It might be helpful.
Nobody wants to hear about a guy losing weight. They want to hear about a guy gaining weight.
You want to hear about a guy dying. That's what they want.
Okay.
But
we don't want to celebrate goodness.
But right? The thing is the Carrie couldn't.
I like to know. See, you've known it. Haven't you, Oscar?
Yeah. Rob, in his defense, has not told me. I just know this because we actually have soda in the fridge.
And you see him not, but he hasn't. Has he talked to you about it?
No, he's the X factor. He doesn't consume it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's why we haven't talked about it.
That's why the fridge still has soda.
Are you afraid? Are you afraid? You know, we do a radio show.
Yes.
Right. You're aware of this. I give of myself every day, every facet. Weight gain, weight loss, and I'd love to know about it. If you're worried that it's going to be jinxed.
No, I didn't think it was all that thrilling because it wasn't that, it's not a vast diet.
Is that really the truth? Is that the real truth, or is the truth really you'd rather surprise everyone by showing up in Las Vegas and walking out onto the stage 100 pounds down,
but it's
like
not
you did
really,
a couple of shows
it's
ago.
Not going to really
that
be
is
a
your
surprise.
Greatest motivation, is it
but
not?
But yeah, that is a good motivator, but it's not much of a surprise because I'm on a camera every day. I see you guys
every
day.
No, you can't see. You can't see our bodies. You see us from the nipples up. You see you from the belly button.
And he still has a lot of work to do, for being honest.
To be true.
Oscar,
he's speaking the truth.
Necessary.
I mean, I'm that's serious. Not,
but I mean, do you understand? I mean, people would be motivated by your journey like they were when you were doing the weight loss.
Yeah, the
why am I lecturing you on something you already know?
Also,
you know the deal.
Can I
You're
ask
trying
you
to keep
question?
It a secret.
Can I ask
tell
you
the
a
truth.
Question, Rob?
Yeah.
And be honest.
Okay.
Don't pussy out here.
All right.
All right? Are you afraid Mike is going to get mad at you for
losing weight? No, I don't care about that. Why would he get mad at me?
Jealousy.
Why would he get mad?
He
might be jealous.
Oscar knows me. Yeah, Oscar knows me very well. I'm already mad.
But he,
I'm just kidding. I'm really not. No. I'm happy for him.
The jealousy would be fine.
Come on, can you play along?
The jealousy would be fine. But it's not.
I would never be. I would never be. As far as you and I have been around each other when we've gained and when we've lost.
Yes.
I just think it's funny because you seem to really get motivated when we've got a live, big live show.
Although
but we had one in New Orleans and you weren't motivated for that.
No,
one.
And I really, really wasn't motivated for the last time we were in Reno.
Oh,
look at the
God.
Pictures.
Yeah, well, we go up and down and then you do it. So, you know, I think that when we're talking about it, people get curious. But is this, it's a larger issue for me.
So
it's
to speak.
It's a larger issue. Now you're not even giving of yourself on the show. So, it's just the continuous.
Now it's a work performance?
We've discussed it before.
I don't have a carrot where I don't talk about it. And you just don't. You're doing all this with the diet, and I'd love to hear about it because there might be people out there, myself included, that might get motivated. That's all.
Okay, it's not much of a diet. I've just switched some stuff up.
How much have you lost?
Be honest. Do not curve this.
Probably since I've started really at it, about 20 more pounds down. But remember, I was up.
No.
What's
how much
total,
have you lost,
you jerk?
Since you, yeah, he does. What is he afraid of?
I don't know.
Well, no, remember,
what's wrong with your head here? Are you worried about motivation?
Well,
you've lost more than I've lost in your whole life.
All told, when I was at my heaviest about a year ago on two Christmases ago, I was probably...
Two years?
Well, a year and a half. Over a year and a half, I've lost 80 pounds?
80.
But that's over a long period of time.
That's a ninth grader.
Yeah, that is a ninth grader. That's a big dog that I've lost. That's 16 pounds of sugar. 16 bags of sugar.
You have better energy here in the studio. You can get through doors without someone else.
That's right. Without
bumped over.
Remember when Pony used to have to get the running start through?
So it's a long, long time. As far as the concentrator, when you recommitted yourself.
Yeah.
Because last Christmas.
I gave you my
heart. But you were big.
Bigger, yeah. I was bigger last Christmas. So
since, say, let's say since the first of the year.
Since the first of the year, down 30 pounds? 25 or 30?
That's significant. That's a lot of weight.
That 30 after that initial 50, those are the hard pounds.
Well, it gets harder and harder as you go. It gets harder. And should be doing more exercise. I haven't been walking as much. Two or three times a week I get out and walk. I should be doing that every day. And I know that. That's on me.
What was the primary catalyst?
A doctor, a parent, a friend.
Was it a doctor?
No,
I'd say
when you get past 360 pounds on a scale, that's a pretty good catalyst. When all you right. go, anytime you're over three, it's bad. But when you start closing in closer to four,
I can
three,
testify to that.
Forget about
testify.
It. It's horrible. It's horrible. Yeah, that's all I needed. Testify.
Also, he has been shamed at different degrees here in the studio, off air.
As I have also.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't get to see you.
When you're fat,
enough,
you're fat. You know, we can look at the camera. You know, I mean, we see what we're.
Yeah, but where
at,
Rob
you know.
Sits, the floor was retreating. Where Rob sits.
What do you mean the floor was
No, let him
retreating.
Go with this weak joke. This will be good.
So anybody that knows office flooring, it's usually cheap, right?
Right.
It's this is not engineered hardwood. It's just whatever.
It's laminate.
It's laminate.
Yeah, it is
right?
laminate. Right.
Yeah. It's laminate, which I've got in many of mine. Well, not here I've got piney knot.
Where Rob sits, there isn't that top layer of laminate is pretty much gone. Over the years, it's retreated.
What do you mean? What do you mean, like, gone?
It's been worn away because there's been a load bearing on it for
like
two or
three dents
hours.
In it and stuff.
Well, there's a few chips and things missing
chips
on it. Yeah,
and things,
but I don't
know
that that's necessarily weight related, Oscar. It might be the fact that this is the seat that if someone's in this studio, this is the chair someone is always in.
I'm just saying
because it's the control room chair.
It's not happening under anyone else.
I'm with you, Rob. I understand that.
I don't think you know what? I'll admit to being over 350 pounds, but I will not admit to being.
Well, you're not over 350 pounds.
I will admit
and I'm not
to
gonna,
have
and you're
been.
Not going to talk about your weight now because I know that's the one that I don't like to reveal, and that's the one you don't like to reveal until. You know, you just
get
say
to a
how
point,
down
yeah.
you are, but mm-hmm. you were, you know, you can talk about where you were. That's embarrassing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. My highest has been like 326 in my lifetime. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's terrible. And by the way, this is just
how's the floor under you right now, though? Is it okay?
Well, I mean, it's hard to...
I have one of those clear plastic pads for sliding my chair around.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
I have one of those at home, too, but it's mostly for catching crumbs.
This is unrelated, but I have to share with it. Well, congratulations, but I'd love to know on the journey. We don't need to have you weigh in every day.
It's
your journey.
Keep
it's
you
your personal journey. I was just totally, when you said mashed cauliflower, that was kind of like a little bell that went off in my head.
But the capper to that story is that Carrie was wondering why the food processor wasn't working. Carrie, not a perhaps as adept in the kitchen as many, she had not put a blade in it.
Mm.
So when she was hitting start, the engine was spinning.
It was just knocking the cauliflower.
It wasn't moving anything because there's just a little spindle in the middle.
What is the best thing you eat now? What is a treat that you eat now? Something
what's
that you
treat
have allowed yourself to eat that's pleasurable.
Really, I think the greatest thing that I have done since I started eating more mindfully is never skipping breakfast anymore. And I skipped breakfast for 10 years. I would not eat breakfast.
Oh my God, just use the sweetest, kindest word, mindfully. You're eating mindfully. That is awesome.
You have to try that. You know what? I probably more than the diet. Just eating mindfully.
That's
on a health. So breakfast. But I mean, as far as treat.
My favorite thing in the morning is breakfast is plain yogurt. Nothing. You know, just plain yogurt with blueberries and honey.
That sounds great.
That's your treat,
and it's fantastic. It tastes better than any sort of store packaged blueberry.
Well, honey
yogurt.
Is great. Honey is, as you know, when you take sugar
on anything,
out, honey is great. My breakfast this morning was 2 boiled eggs.
I do that sometimes. Yeah,
and a bowl of fruit.
What kind of fruit?
Strawberries and blueberries.
Berries are the greatest. You know, blueberries are a superfood.
Now that I'm talking about my eating habits, Rob's prediction is actually coming to the fore. Yes, it is boring.
I had hope and laughter for breakfast.
You didn't eat this morning?
No, I didn't have time.
See, you must eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day.
We'll have a story for you. We'll have a story for you and news you may not need. Another health-related story that we have here. But let me tell you, I've got a long way to go.
Right.
I reached the point of no return last week. And I have been gaining since I got to Maine. Got to stop. There's so much great food up here. Just can't do it. Just can't do it anymore. Can have. And Carla's big on having a regular meal 3 times a day with a good portion control. But now we're going a little more rad in advance of our little trip up to see Mike.
Are the real Maine blueberries in season up there?
No, not yet. Not yet.
When will they come to be?
Let me just say this. August, probably end of July, beginning of August.
Right.
Let me tell you what happened. So I'm pleased to say that after a year or so, I'm back into getting into the tiny little boat and getting out of.
Yeah.
And I took the family on a little jaunt on the Mario.
A voyage.
Over to Bar Harbor. Little quick little cruise with the little guy.
That's a fun trip.
Over, grabbed a little lunch over there and then came back. And so Carla was playing on the dock when I went out to get the boat put on the mooring, and then I rowed back in and I hopped out of this the dinghy, and I'm doing okay, right?
Yeah.
I decide I'm doing so okay that I'm going to go to the lower dock, which is really low, kind of on the water, and I'm going to tie the dinghy up, and then I'm going to hop out.
Okay.
So I figured out what hip surgeries have done to me with the weight and the hip, but primarily the hip surgeries where they cut on you and you don't get the muscle tone back for a very long time.
Right.
So what I did was I get off the dinghy and I kneel on the dock and then I hop on the dock and now I've got both knees on the dock. And then it's a question of getting down from the kneeling position to the standing position and doing so without having a purchase, without any. If I'm in the studio, I've got something to hang on, a chair or whatever. I've always used it. For 3 years I've been doing this since my hips have been bad. And so Carla's over there and I'm. The man in me is saying, well, I'm not going to require assistance. It's just not
so
happen.
Embarrassing.
There's the nobody around. There's nobody around. And I'm like, you're going to do this on your own. Pain be damned.
Yeah.
And I'm talking pain. It's the muscle group that was probably the first one cut when they put my bionic hips in. And I am down there and I go, one. And I say, okay, that didn't work. Two. And then I just do, it's like squatting, you know, you're doing a squat lift. Only it's my own body weight with no muscle tone in my groin.
Body weight squat.
And I hurl myself up, but I am on a dock and I hurl myself in a forward position.
Now, when you say you hurt yourself,
I'm not standing straight up. I mean, I'm just doing everything I can to get
momentum.
It's like
coming out of can I just give a descriptor here? It's like coming out of the blocks if you're in track.
That's exactly what the motion was. Yes. You're going, and you want to be going straight up. Yeah. Your normal person who's on 7 feet of dock wants to be going straight up and not forward.
But because of your compromised muscle tone at this point, you had to put all of your energies just towards movement, so you really couldn't aim.
So what it is I'm thinking, just get up. And I get myself up, but I am in the forward position, like out of the starting blocks, and the feet go, I go, ugh, flop,
and
then I'm sitting there, and I am this close to a total fall, not on the dock, but forward. Like if I'd taken two more steps, I would have gone ass over tea kettle into the water, and it would have been a really bad scene. And it sucks. And if that didn't motivate me to come back and say, you know, even with my depleted surgery hips here, it would probably be a good idea to knock off a quick 20 just to get a little more
physical. To survive.
Yeah, because you don't want to continually have to catch yourself from falling every time you come out of a boat.
Yeah, if I added up the calories that I've ingested since I got over the Maine border, I mean, it would be insane. So, it is
good eating up there, though. I understand.
But make no mistake, it's deprivation. For a guy like Rob and a guy like Mike to do it, it's a job. There are two jobs. There's the job of doing what we do, and then there's the job of just battling it all the time.
It's not easy.
It's not easy, but we know how to do it. So that's all there is.
That motivation is absolutely, you want to be able to at least live your life without too much headache or creating too much risk in your own world that says, if I would have fallen over, who knows what would have happened? You would have swum out of it, but still, who knows, right?
But I didn't use the way the techniques that I use, which is having the purchase and being able to get up and having a little post up there. And so it's funny. It's funny, But I will tell you something, golfers. If you think for 1 second that golf is physical activity, you're full of It's not. I could have been in this crippled state for months and shot 78 and been fine because it's cart, hit a ball, into cart, hit a ball, walk up a moderate hill in Florida because the whole state's flat. It's ridiculous. So much work to do. Much work to do this summer.
Cart hit, walk beer.
Right.
That's so, how you golf.
Yeah. So you've been keeping it to yourself, though, a little bit, haven't you?
A little bit.
You've been playing a little cagey because it's, it would be a big help to the show if you talk about your angst and your issues and what tempts
the
you.
Pain.
And do that.
Okay.
The stuff that I do. You see, I'm over here doing it all, and I really could use you
sharing
that because
it
would be.
All because
would
you're
be
not losing the weight.
No, well, I'm not talking about doing it all. I'm talking about contributing my life story. I don't have to be the only one.
Oh, are you kidding?
You guys come in every day and say, hey, this is what happened to me. I said, good, we'll put it on the air. That's what I'm looking for, especially up in Maine, okay? Because let me tell you something. Material up here. Hey, look, a robin on a pine tree.
You had a great weekend.
Yeah.
I had a great weekend. Life. I had a great weekend. Doesn't take away from the fact that it's boring.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I didn't do very well academically, which pissed off my dad, who had already been pissed off since World War II. Ever notice as your dad gets older, the pants go one of two directions? Does my dad started getting older, the pants started creeping up on him. Up and up and up. By the time he was 65, it was just a belt and a hat. By the time he retired, he actually had pulled down his zipper to drive. He'd get mad, boy, and I can see him shaking there. He'd start shaking, and coffee would be coming out of his nose. Listen, you little bastard, I'll flip you like a cheese omelet, pal. I'll roll you out like wholesale carpeting. I'll sink you like a 3-foot putt, buddy. Why, I can do it. And he'd try and kick me, and his slippers would fly off. And I have to bring dates home and introduce them to my dad.
Sandy, this is my father, Mr. Allman. He's just standing there jiggling his nuts. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't give me that, buddy boy. I'll stop you like a bad check, pal. I can do it, too. I'll slap you past payday, believe me. He carried about $1,000 of change in his pockets. You look like a slot machine getting ready to pay off. You know, seven.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the nation's capital, in the heart of our nation's capital, the Podcast Village Studios. That's our home. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. We love it. You're going to love it as well. If you'd like to send us anything, all items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. We take your letters and your funnies all day on Tuesday, so please send that along. And you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Where's Pony Boy Matthew Bloom? I haven't seen him.
He's working with the interns to get some editing done.
Wonderful. Our show today brought to you by Whistle. We all have dogs. We all love our dogs, which is why we love Whistle. Whistle is a device that attaches to your pet's collar. It allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Whistle is lightweight, waterproof, and it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days. Let me tell you how they do it. Whistle uses GPS and they use AT&T's cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7. Anywhere in the USA. I had a dog a while back called Poppy, and Poppy was the dog. No, it was Oscar. It was another
Oscar.
Great Pyrenees.
Oscar,
had two
yes.
great Pyrenees.
Nice.
You know, marriage, divorce, lose the dog.
That's right.
Really tough to keep track of. But the dog, Oscar, was a runner. If I'd had this, it would have been so wonderful. When your pet is out and away, it monitors them with wonderful Wi-Fi zones,
yep.
and you get notified when they leave and return to their safe place. Mm-hmm. So you can do that. When your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, Whistle can track your pet anywhere in the USA using AT&T cellular network. So microchipping and tags are important for pet safety, but Whistle lets you find your dog before he's lost.
Right.
Find your pet in minutes and rest easy thanks to Whistle. If you've ever had a runner dog, and I have,
yeah.
I know what you're dealing with. This is the solution. Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation, and for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best friend. So happy post Father's Day, everybody.
Did you have a nice one?
Yeah, it was actually really, really nice. I guess my one daughter is on an archaeological type dig.
Really?
And she's in, Catherine told me she's in bad cell service. So Elizabeth, who normally calls me, I never heard from her.
Wow. Is
never
it,
heard
is
from
it,
her yesterday.
Man. In the United States, or is she abroad digging?
She's in the United States. She's in the wilds of Virginia. As
that's
a matter of fact.
Wild. Yeah. That's crazy.
They found a fossilized in amber frog. The older species, like preserved in amber,
like Jurassic
yeah, Park. Like this past I would say this past week.
I read about that. Before that, the oldest frog ever discovered used to host a show on CNN.
Bada bing, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you, wow. So, but was that who was that?
Larry King.
Oh, Larry King. Yeah. That's right. A frog. Larry King, the frog. See, I was going right for the Canadian humor there. I didn't
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, so I got a call from Catherine, and Catherine's doing very, very well. She's feeling better. She worked her first shift yesterday, and she was getting together last evening. They're buds. They're now buds with our friend Barb and Chuck's daughter, Rowan Moody.
That's so cool.
Getting together with Rowan Moody, which is kind
that's
of a cross-pollination thing. And I think it's and Rowan's lovely. Catherine's lovely. And they're friends.
What a
and,
small world.
Rowan's a little older, kind of been in New York a little longer. And Catherine's enjoying that. And it's wonderful.
Good to benefit from her experience. Is she feeling all better, too? I know
She's hanging in there. She is hanging in there. But other than that, Father's Day was my little guy up here. And I got a world's best dad mug. And a Christmas tree ornament, which was from him first thing in the morning.
That's
and
nice.
Then Mama.
What was the ornament? Was it something Maine themed?
No, it's like it's a frame. It's an ornament frame. So
oh, cool.
Be a picture
okay.
of us going in there. And he's a blast. I mean, he's a trip. But one of the things you learn about him is you have to now, he's smart and he is engaged in our activity. And when I mention boring, guys, it is the three of us up here. It is the three of us with, you know, I don't have golf buddies. Carla doesn't have her girlfriends. Well, little Michael doesn't have the kids at preschool and his buddies on Little League. We are solo flyers up here. So we are the three amigos traveling around where we are. And Mama and Dad decide they want to do an activity on the weekend. And what we have learned now is he's going to be kept out of the loop. We will be spelling locations because if we let him know where it's going on, like yesterday, for example, I wanted to go to a place you gentlemen have been because it was a nice day and it was a great little road trip and a nice Sunday drive. I wanted to drive to the top of Cadillac Mountain.
Woo! Beautiful.
And, nice. And it's an amazing mountain to climb with a car. It's just incredible. You get up there and you see everything. You see amazing vistas.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
There was a cruise ship in Bar Harbor. It was spectacular. Spectacular to go up there. But prior to that, at the house, and this is when we made the decision, he said, I don't want to go to Cadillac. I said, well, Michael, we're just going, I don't want to go to Cadillac. And then in about 10 minutes of this, he's going, Mommy, and I hear, you know, he's going down the hallway. He's like, I don't want to go to Cadillac. I don't want to go to Cadillac, Daddy. And then finally, I look at him and said, what is Cadillac? What? I said, what is Cadillac?
I love you. You're the best.
He says, I don't know. He doesn't want to go. I said, you don't even know what it is. I said, okay. I said, Mama, we're going on an adventure. And I look at Carla and I go, wink, wink, wink. Because we're going to Cadillac because Daddy, it's Father's Day, and Daddy wants to go to the top of the mountain with his family and you know, wanted to see how the old new family truckster takes the mountain. And it was, and it did it beautifully.
Did it?
It's the greatest car. It's the cheapest and greatest car I've ever owned in my life. It's fantastic.
So you're going to stick to spelling things in front of him now?
Well, it's just we're not going to engage him in what's going on because he's 4 and a half. He's soon to be 5. 4 3/4. 4. He's an hour away from 5.
Right.
And he doesn't.
Tomorrow, right? Tomorrow is his birthday.
Tomorrow's not his birthday.
Isn't it?
No. July.
Oh. He's going to be getting something very early then.
That's really awkward.
You guys thought it was
I did, yeah.
He told me it was Tuesday, but I was like, I don't know if that's right, but I left
Rob it. No, you never said, I don't know if it's right. You said, okay.
That was my internal.
Okay, well, you need to speak it then.
Rob's usually right.
You don't need to get my son a gift. I don't care if you get it a month early. That's a very generous and nice thing to do.
Well he's our godson.
Yeah, we got to get him something.
It's beautiful. It's very sweet that you do that.
It'll be there tomorrow, 1 month early exactly.
We'll put it in the garage and we'll get it on his birthday.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
No problem. No, thank you. So the kid, though, is just
I'm an idiot.
Us nuts. Well, there are a lot of birthdays in this time.
Well, it's birthday season.
We got your birthday.
Yeah, yours we got. Yeah.
It's the birthday season. And we're heading out of Dodge this weekend.
Right.
I'm not telling them anywhere we're going. I'm not going to tell. You know, you would think going to the ice cream factory would be wonderful for the kid. I'm not telling them that because he might whine about that.
Why don't parents tell their kid? I mean, I've been told that you have to engage your kid, engage.
No. You keep it from them. Get in the back of the car. Put your seatbelt on. Where are you going?
Best.
Someplace you'll like. Shut
that's
up.
Best. Yeah.
All right. That's the way.
That's
it's
how my
be,
dad
you know?
Did it.
But that's the way you. Otherwise, you're sitting there in this negotiation.
You can't
that's
see
irrelevant because you're going to go where you go, and it's like, excuse me, I am not relinquishing my power.
Yeah,
to
you can't cede power to them. You can't.
Yeah,
you can engage them without ceding power. Yeah.
I'm sitting there, you know, this for normal dads, you know, the normal idiots that are 35, I'm 59 and I'm doing this crap. How stupid does that make me? You know, let me say, you know, all right, well, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know, Dad, where are we going? Well, let me tell you, when I was born in the 50s, I didn't ask my father that question. No, it's just, it gets frustrating a little bit, you know? I don't want to go
to the grocery store.
We have to get grocery store to eat to get food or we will die.
See, that is such sound logic that you're like, don't want to die. Yeah. Got to go to the grocery store.
But the best thing you said.
Go buy groceries, buy food that you can eat so you don't die.
I love that you coached it as we're going on an adventure. That's all you need. Just, you know, get in the car.
Well, but he's he ain't no dummy, this kid.
Right.
Halfway up the mountain. Is this Cadillac? And I'm like, ding, 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 ding. Yes, yeah. No,
is
I'm
it?
Sorry. It was, we got to the top and we were coming back down and he laid that on me.
Uh-huh.
Is this Cadillac? I said, yes. And he looks at me and he looks up at me like, you fooled me. I said, yes, I did. Yes, I tricked you.
Hey,
I tricked you into going on the mountain.
Kid went
that's exactly.
Did he end up having a good time, though?
Well, he did. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, then you reinforce. You say, you see, you didn't know what Cadillac was, and I told you you'd like it, and then you liked it.
58 degrees at the top of the mountain, blowing like hell.
Wow.
He got back in the car.
He got home and composed one of his new songs.
Oh, another new song.
About how dad tricked him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then he showed dad.
Speaking of diet, I said this weekend that I was going to mind my P's and Q's, and let's just say that you don't put a heroin addict in the belly of the beast.
Right.
I'll tell you when I come back. It's involved. This is kind of a running dialogue with him, but Mama went off to get a bottle of water at the bottle of water store. And so she dropped us off because I told Michael that I'd get him ice cream.
Oh, dear.
And I swear to God, I was doing my best. I was doing my best. Well, I'll discuss it when I get home. You know how this one ends. I'll be right back.
You did it. You did it.
You did it!
I can't believe you did it.
Yes, because of you, TMOS Live 2018, presented by Zappos, is sold out.
Woo-hoo! Thank you to our listeners for selling the
show
out.
Here.
Stay tuned to the Mike O'Mara Show for updates and details on the other events that will be a part of TMOS Live 2018.
Congratulations, you did it.
Everybody did it.
We all did it.
Boom, bam.
We'll see you on Friday, November 2nd in the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos Corporate Center in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Congratulations to the people that made this happen. You.
Thanks for being the best fans in the world.
The fans of the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's wonderful, Jim Amato. You're absolutely
Thank
right.
You. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. We will have more information on Las Vegas if we can beat the helpers to it. If we can beat the helpers to it, we'll have more information.
Very excited.
Helper Nation.
We there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. A lot of people, when you sell out a show, a lot of people say, hey, there's another night. There's another night. Why don't we do that? What? I mean, I don't know. It's frustrating. It's a little bit frustrating. We're trying to feed our families here. That's all I want to say.
I would also say keep your Saturday night open. Don't do anything on your own.
Yeah, we've got something that we're planning for. Are we? Yes. Can we say that? Are we allowed to say that?
Look, you will know ASAP.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. We can tell them that?
Yes.
All right, very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nowadays, you get everything on demand, TV, car rides, food, even our podcast.
Yes.
You listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand?
Yeah.
With Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. No lines, no parking hassles. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. It couldn't be easier. And you can create a Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money.
It's
right now,
best.
Use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. You will wonder how you got along without it. Okay, getting back to Las Vegas for just a second. We cannot tell you how grateful we are. There are a few things that are going to happen. We're going to have a private excursions with all three of us that are going to be during the day on Saturday.
Yes.
And then we will let you know. I only bring this up. I hate to do this to you, but because I'm reading all the stuff online, is there anything regarding hotels that you wanted to, or are we out of that game?
No.
Or what? I don't know what's going on because I don't do it, but I know
Mike,
people were...
I can only tell you what I know, and I have another call today.
Okay.
That's the latest update.
All right. So,
but
would you,
it doesn't
would you
affect
tell people
us.
Not to, to make a reservation?
You can.
Until,
you can't. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be upset either way. This is so right. early. We are four. We are. If take the weekend out of it, we are 3 days out from selling out. Settle down.
Yeah.
Yes. Three days out from what?
Selling out.
Yeah, the tickets
three
just went on
days.
Sale. They just went on sale.
Three
oh,
business
3 days.
Yeah.
Let's see, when you spit. Here's the English language again.
Yes.
When you say we're 3 days out from selling out,
uh-huh.
that is saying we are 3 days away from a sellout.
Yeah.
You understand how that's
we well, sold out 3 days
it's
ago.
Only, it's okay. only 3 days after our sellout is
yeah,
the way
but can I give you a pro tip for yourself, stay away from the fan club page. Please.
I'm not on the fan club page.
I'm on Mike O'Mara's show page.
I'm on my personal message page. That's what
people are asking you.
What's that?
People are asking you, don't they listen to the show that we said we'd give them an update this week about the hotels?
I thought it was Monday, but that's all right.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
Yes. This is the update. Another call was had. I had a call on Friday.
But there are.
I'm just trying to help. How about this? I could book our own rooms and then say, good luck, people. I'm trying to do right by the listener.
What we ask of them is a modicum of patience.
Step off.
We are still in development for this weekend. The show is a part of this weekend.
Right. Yes.
We are going to have announcements. They're not going to be made and I'm not talking about hotels right now. I'm talking about the idea of what we are going to be involved with,
right,
what we're going to be doing. Please just be a little patient, okay? If you're out there and you've got tickets to the show and you're going to make your arrangements waiting for Oscar, or you've made them already, that's
cool.
Fine too.
Yeah.
But as far as events and activities, I want to be nice about it. Rob, help me out here. I want to be nice about it. When we see, hey, how about this on Saturday night, or how about this on Saturday night? You know, I don't want to sound arrogant about it, but it's great that we did a Friday sellout.
Right.
But we are still looking at this as a TMOS weekend.
It's awesome.
Exactly.
TMOS weekend that we are, and we are, you
when
know,
it's Christmas Day, Mike, when it's Christmas Day, you focus on Christmas, right? Am I right? You have the tree, you have the decor, you have the lovely meal, but you gotta focus on Christmas.
But in fairness, because we didn't want to, and look, I don't even know why we have to talk about this, but we will. In fairness to everybody involved, now that I've settled down a little bit,
yes,
it's not about hotels, it's about weekend schedule, as I'm reading between the lines, is we could not talk about any other possible events until we sold out this show.
Step by step.
That's just clear messaging. Imagine if we came out here and we said, we're going to do this, and this. You can't say that until you have a sellout.
And in fairness to you, because you won't say it, but I will say it, you put in the legwork with getting this show and getting the venue and getting everything worked out for that. And that required every minute of your time, probably for the last month when it came to working on this show.
Logistics.
So that's the logistics of it. And it's frustrating when there are people who feel like they are unofficial ambassadors that want to suggest events when we've got it. We want to do stuff that's going to be fun. It's frustrating because we do have a lot of ideas after this. And because there is this long a tail between now and the live show, we're on it. So we are on it. Stay tuned for more wonderful things that'll be happening. Some exclusive, some for everybody.
Yeah,
so
TBD.
And no matter what, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. We promise you it's going to be great. All we ask of you is a little patience. That's it.
Right.
That's
fantasy weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know. And
of
just,
all kinds.
Right. And so how is the delicate way I would put it? Just calm down before you start putting any more people on my okay? Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say.
Man.
Thank you. Well,
yummy,
it's
yummy in my tongue.
You know, it's so rare that word is used in the singular.
Right. But you can't kind of help but feel that way.
Yeah.
You know? How about you? Okay. We'll be out there. It's going to be a phenomenal show. It's going to be great. And we are excited.
Yes.
We are so thrilled that we sold this thing out with a new record for the show.
Very fast.
As Jim Amato said, you did it, folks, and you are the people we care about, and you are the people we are going to see and have a great time with.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the entire little trip. So Carla goes off to pick the water up.
At the bottle of water store?
She goes to the bottle of water store, which it's well-meaning water, WM, Walmart. That's where we get our water. Yes. That's where we get our drinking
and
water.
And so it's
from.
All you the when you were accused of shoplifting water from Walmart, that's all water under the bridge now.
Under the bridge.
The badly chosen metaphor, but
yeah, I mean they control the world. They control
of course they
the
do.
Drinking water that we have in our home. Walmart. So
is the tap water not good up there?
It probably is. I don't trust tap water. There are people like me all over the place where you just kind
of
say,
Todd Moore's of the world.
You'd rather have a, but I just don't, you know, you don't know with the Gribblies and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know what's in back of me on the property over here. And I think they, I think there's a nuclear silo back there. Okay. Let me be honest with you. Okay.
Well, there are different.
As long as you're downhill from it, you have to be above the silo and that's fine.
It's a groundwater issue.
It's not, I guess, contaminant or bacteria based for me. It's the taste of the water. The tap water in Arizona.
What have we always said, Mike? It's the taste.
The taste of tap water in Arizona is dog ass. The taste of tap water in D.C., dog ass. Tap water in Virginia and Maryland, not so bad.
You know where it's great? New York City has the greatest tap water in the world.
That's true.
It's really delicious.
They had an issue a couple of years ago, but they've never really
For some reason, maybe I'm the rube. I'm like, man, that water must be great up there.
You know what? I've got a well. Let me check it out and see. It's kind of a habit. It's kind of a habit, and that's, you know, I don't know. I've always had that.
You could run a pipe from your house to Flint.
Yeah, to have that delightful water.
That's bad water. Water shouldn't be flammable.
You know, I'll try the tap water today. See,
good tap water is hard to find, Mike.
Yeah, and also, Mike, not just a taste, but a smell, and also hold it up to a light. See if there's anything swimming in it.
How about tomorrow on the show, I bring a nice big glass of tap water in here.
I'd like
and
that.
And we'll hold it up to the camera, and we'll do a little analysis. Okay?
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Like a cognac.
That's exactly what we'll do.
Cognac.
So
that's distilled wine, Mike. Cognac.
Yeah.
Cognac. When we were negotiating with my son, and he didn't want to go to Cadillac, and I said, listen, afterwards, we will go play hide and seek, which he loves, and we will get you ice cream.
Ah.
And that was enough. It was like, look, it's the three of us. Everybody wants to have a little something that's going on. And, you know, short of selling him to a soccer ball factory and making him work the rest of his life, I kind of live with the kid. That's the way I do it. So Mama says, I'll drop you off at the ice cream place, and I will go get the water, and you hang with him. And so,
how was her mood when she made the declaration that you were going to be going essentially unattended to an ice cream place? Did she feel reticent about it?
You know, I think that maybe she was. I think she was maybe letting her guard down because I didn't get the warning. If I'd gotten word, but let's not. Get before ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
I want to make sure that we know what we're talking about. She heads off. I go up to with Michael, and there's a line of of 80-year-old women with man cuts that's about a mile long, and like there always is up here.
Do you have butter pecan?
Yeah, exactly. And so we wait, and the little guy says, "Daddy, I want blueberry." I said, "Do you want the regular blueberry or do you want the soft serve? They have two. The restaurant's called the ice cream place is called Blueberry Hill."
Have
found my thrill. So I get him I said, I'd like a small cup of blueberry ice cream.
Yeah.
And that's what he gets. And they bring it out.
Soft or hard?
It's the hard cup.
He went for the scoop. Good.
Mm-hmm. He went to. So, well, that was Daddy's decision. Now, see, there's the first mistake. I'm not really processing what he might like. I'm kind of going, that's the better of the ice cream products. And so they bring us the little cup. And as soon as they hand me the cup and I hand it down to him, I'm staring at it. I'm staring at it like a junkie would be staring at a fix like you would not believe. And we go over and we sit at a little picnic table. And the picnic table is facing out to the road where all the roadside stand cars are.
Okay.
So I'm basically sitting next to my kid staring at an old couple that are in their car just looking at me and just going... And you know, I feel like I'm being watched.
Yeah.
Also, my mind is going through more hoops than you would. Just schizophrenic, weird. You know, say, take it. Can I? And then I look over at Mike. I say, "Can I have a little bite of that?" And so I take a little taste of his ice cream, and then I take one more taste of his ice cream. I'm sitting over there, and I'm kind of looking at it. I'm focused on the ice cream. I'm not even looking at my kid. I'm just like going, "Hey, how are?" Because I am a tub of crap, and I am so embarrassed of myself with just, and then but you know what, he's chugging through it, and I have seen that kid put away ice cream,
right?
And he's a little kid, and he's teeny tiny, and he's not a fat kid, and he's eating his ice cream, and he gets about to the, I would say, the 1/4 mark, and he says, "Daddy, I don't like this." And as soon as he says, "Daddy, I don't like this," I hear,
you don't like it?
Does that mean you don't want it? Oh. And then, of course, Mommy's coming back, you know, so yeah. I'm a little worried about that. And I tear into it. I tear into it like I'm a maniac. And,
so you're also, not only are you fueled by the fact that you want the ice cream, there's an urgency because you have to consume it before Carla gets back?
Yeah, and I should have known better because she's at a store, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Walmart, the dollar store, or Dillard's, or Neiman Marcus. I mean, she'll be there for a half an hour no matter what because that's what she does. So I killed it, and then we played on a little boat that they had in the back, and I was so down on myself the rest of the afternoon. How I lost a pound yesterday is beyond me, but I did, and I got lucky, and I just have to be very careful, especially when we go to the factory with the Colburns. If we go to this factory, the Ben & Jerry's factory, I'm going to have to be on my best behavior, and I'm going to psych myself into it, where I'm going to go, listen to me. Listen to me talk.
What if this Ben & Jerry's trip, because it's, a birthday weekend, it's a celebration, that's your last hurrah. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but you know what? You know how you get really fat, Oscar? Is a series of last hurrahs.
Yeah. Yep. Rob Spiewak, truer words never spoken.
It's the truth. I'll do better on Monday. I'll start it next week. I'll wait till the new year. As soon as the holidays are over. I've said that for 48 years.
Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm doing the hard-boiled egg thing up until we get to the Colburns, and then we'll just let the chips fall. But
Will you sample if you go? Of course, you have to.
How could I go to the factory?
Yeah,
and
you
not
have
sample?
To. Right.
Yeah, I'll sample, and then I'll say, okay, I'll meet you guys in the car.
You're sampling with a big wooden spoon.
That's right. Where's Mike? I'm over here.
The Roadrunner drives by.
It's a nonstop battle. Yeah, I am me. Blueberry Hill, thank you. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, this is Paulie from Brooklyn.
Oh.
And I swore a blood oath to the Mike O'Meara bonus show. Now, I've been hearing things that a bunch of you Galvones don't subscribe. So listen to me very carefully. Don't be a stunad and subscribe today. And I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse if you don't. Gabish, forget about it.
Thank you, Paulie. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Paul.
Welcome back to the... Thank you, Paul. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara
Paul
Show.
Of Brooklyn?
Here's a fact. From Cornerstone First Financial.
Paul.
Our Brooklyn Paul. Home values are at the highest levels in 14 years, which means there are trillions, you heard me correctly,
trillions.
Trillions of dollars in equity out there. It is the perfect time to use your home as a virtual ATM for debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, home improvements, or anything else, especially since the tax deductibility implications on a HELOC have changed this year.
True.
By the way, HELOC stands for that evil creature in Harry Potter.
It's him.
No, I'm sorry. No, HELOC stands for Home Equity Line of Credit, or simply Home Equity Line.
Yes.
And now you know. And if you're buying a home, Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and can set their own rates and beat all others. You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial.
Yay.
Everybody. Woo! That's right. I know that I shouldn't talk about golf, and I want to talk to the other guys about their Father's Day.
What a mess this weekend
was.
Oh, God. I mean, hey, Fox, do me a favor. Listen, you got a great sports network. You're fine on football. You do a great job with baseball.
I agree. The baseball's
good, yeah.
Playoffs
and the World Series. I've watched Fox. Golf, just stop. You didn't get the right people. It doesn't work, and it just was. I watched the Masters, and I've been to the Masters, and it's such a with Nick Faldo and Jim Nance and just the old veterans they have out there that have done this. Is it me? It just did they seem like they were trying too hard? Is that what
so
I don't know?
I'll give you the and you know I'm not a big golf fan, right?
Right. I know you're you watch the big tournaments.
I watch the big tournaments because the way they package them and what it means to these players, I understand that part of the game, right?
And you
right.
watch it like you watch the NBA finals or the Stanley Cup finals.
Same way.
Kind of stuff. Right.
The difference is this. When you see a Masters tournament, especially the beginning, right? They're going to day and really the weekend, day three, day four, right? Dustin Johnson, that's correct. That's who.
DJ.
Yeah. So Dustin Johnson.
The New Yorkers love DJ. Yeah. Hey, DJ.
You know who must like him is Paul from Brooklyn.
Hey, Paul. Paul. Brooklyn Paul.
He's going into the weekend with this killer lead, Rob, right?
Right.
And they have a video package that's ready for him and it chronicles everything.
Right.
They have one with the big voice and everything, right? I know that they misstepped, and I said these hack F's overproducing this is when they had that video package, and
then
they
put the whammy on them,
and then they had another video package right afterwards,
right?
Where I was like, two video packages in back to back, one done by the announcer, the other done by the big voice of Fox Sports, and I said, you hacks. You have enough going on here.
Yeah.
That's why when you watch the Masters, it's one voice, one video package, and you get to the play.
The one thing,
and
Mike,
on the golf. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, Mike, you've always said the best play-by-play guys share one trait. They know when to shut up.
Yeah.
And then you got to do that with the sporting event. So just let it be the sporting event.
I'm not such a golf nerd that I know the minutiae of the way the USGA sets this tournament up, but it just seemed to me all this bitching and whining and the course is too difficult
and Phil
this is happening.
Be ejected.
And Phil should be disqualified. And this guy coming out and going, they've lost the golf course, which meant they didn't put enough water on it and blah, blah. And it's just
a lot
it's
of bitching.
Not, and be honest with you, it ain't all that pretty. I know they're on the ocean in Long Island
right.
at Shinnecock Hills, but it just ain't that good looking a track. It's just like it's they're out scenic. Of a sand dune.
It's scenic, but it ain't pretty.
It's not, and it just I found the and then the announcers who I guess are known for like Johnny Miller on NBC is known for some snarkiness, but the snarkiness going back and forth, and then Joe Buck who I tolerate him on all the football telecasts and the baseball. But on golf, his level of snark is just a little. Nance has the right idea. Nance does a pivot between football and golf that is pretty significant when I thought about it. I really overanalyzed it a little bit.
You were really watching.
It's a broadcaster's eye and ear, right? You're like, how is this being produced?
How is it being done? What's going on? And they just seem to be struggling to make more of the golf tournament. And then you get to the golf itself. And it's obvious to me that the U.S. Open is designed specifically for guys that can hit the crap out of the ball. It's not necessarily, and listen, that's fine, but it also really leaves a lot of the other guys behind. And then it was the big hitters that are both, to say that they have magnetic personalities would be a lie because they don't.
Right. They're
robots.
Both
are they're both kind of like, we're workout buddies, DJ and Brooks Koepka. And it just was boring. And it was boring and it was snarky. And I said, why am I not this is my sport. I love this sport. Why am I not enjoying it? And the whole thing had this, I can't describe it. It just had like a blanket.
An injected hipness, a false hipness. They're trying to maybe modernize it.
Paul Azinger with all of his jargon, you know, where it's just like, you know, I was going to write him down, but I didn't want to give credit to the guy, you know, where he's just, it's just really, really jargoned up.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a dick. But Johnny, so is Johnny Miller, but Johnny Miller gets away with it.
Right.
There's only room for one of those guys. And then you got Nick Faldo, who's just kind of cool, and he's Nick Faldo, you know, with the English accent. I don't know. The whole thing was lost on me. I thought it was kind of a drag. I didn't enjoy myself.
Also, they didn't have the big names.
Tiger got cut. Tiger missed the cut. Yeah.
Spieth got cut. Like all the big names, they weren't going into the weekend.
And that's murder for the Sunday telecast.
And then the big controversy of the weekend, the thing that they just went nuts because it's like, oh, we got a story, Joe Buck, we got a story, we got a story, we got a story.
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson because the greens are too fast. That's right. The big wrap.
He was pissed.
The USA.
Oh, he was pissed.
Phil makes this putt, and he misses the hole, and you see the ball start to run down the hill, and he runs after it, and he hits it while it's moving. Well, we all know, anybody that's ever played the game of golf, that's not legal.
Do you want to hear the clip? It's a short clip. I can play it for you.
This is Phil. And they didn't catch us live.
No, of course not.
This for bogey a moment ago at 13. A
moment ago.
His speed has been terrible.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's stunning. The look on your face.
Stop it right there. There's your play-by-play.
Great encapsulation, really, right?
That's the way. So what he did was he hit the ball, and then they just played it up, and they're all over Phil. And then it's funny because you get the haters out there, disqualify him!
Yeah, this is a disqualifiable offense.
It's not even going to – he doesn't have a chance of winning the tournament. So right. I don't know. He's done a lot for the game. He's one of the ambassadors. It was just the whole weekend seemed to me to be a little snarky and a little down. And I don't know. The Masters is always such a celebration of the game.
Yeah. Can I, in that same vein, when I would – in this weekend's World Cup, the initial first round. And I'm watching it. I've watched it every year. I know that not everybody watches it. But a part of you was pissed that when you went to Fox after they play the morning game, everything else went to FS1. And if you don't have FS1, which I do,
right?
Like you got to find it, right? They're like the rest of the game.
Got to hunt for soccer.
These huge games, Brazil, you've got Mexico.
You don't have to be a fan to realize this is of worldwide import.
Mexico,
this is a big deal. Yeah.
They throw it on FS1, which is basically a snowball into the sun. And unless you're a big MLB guy and that's it, right?
Right.
And the announcers on there, in my life, I have assimilated. I've never wanted to hear more different announcers calling a World Cup game than the hacks they had on FS1.
They're not good?
Well, I'd rather hear it in Spanish than hear it in English, because in English, it's different, right?
Right.
English, you got to get, and then what they try to do, and this is no knock against my people, they try to get guys that are like, they can give you the big goal. Which they got, but they were bickering the entire time. They had a young guy and an old guy on, right?
Okay. British.
No, they weren't British. They were Latino, it sounded like. And one way or another, but they all both had accents where I'm like, all right, I can handle one accent. Two.
Get a corner kick.
That's what it sounded like. And I'm like,
do you think they're hacky enough at Fox that they said, all right, we can have an English broadcast, but they have to have an accent?
Don't know.
I know the golf telecast brought in people from England. Yeah. They brought in British announcers to do this. I don't know where that came from. I'm with you.
I get it.
Because it's classy, Mike.
And I love seeing other Latinos get work. I'm fine with that. But what I hated was it was a millennial and it was an older guy, right? And it wasn't even witty banter. The older guy, who's awesome, he's dropping lyrics from Aerosmith. Pretty hack. It's fine. But I enjoyed it. You know, I was like, this guy's kind of like full of dad jokes. And then the younger guy's like,
if Villanueva misses that goal, he's going to have to deal with the Big Ten inch.
Yeah. It's like you were there, right? And I'm like, hacky joke. Fine. You guys are having fun. Then the millennial, because he's a F-stick, right?
F-stick. This is really a remake of the Fox Sports Network.
He's an F-stick. He is like, he doesn't react to it, right?
Right.
He goes, you probably, like, guy throws it, he's like, you probably don't know what that is. And he's like, no, I don't. Nothing witty back. And he's like, that's Aerosmith. And the guy, I guess somebody in his ear was like telling him when the music came out or what album it was from or whatever. He goes, I just found out that song was written even before I was born. And
so he's a millennial that wants everybody to know how young he is.
Yeah, he's emphasizing his youth.
He'll never die.
Then I said, Don
and I were like that when we were in our 20s.
You've got an international audience. Talk about the effing game. Yeah. Don't bicker between you guys. And I went to turn on the SAP button so I could listen to it in Spanish.
Yes.
Not those guys, but other guys. Right. And they didn't even have that.
Seriously? Was there anything big that came out of the World Cup this weekend?
Yeah, Mexico beat Germany,
which is shocking. Upset. Yeah, big upset.
Argentina tied with Iceland. And Iceland, by the way, they're all Vikings. They effing rock. The tallest guys in the world. I'm rooting for Argentina, mind you, but they didn't play
helmets with horns on them. It was easy to spot them on the field.
The smallest nation, smaller than Maine, if I'm not mistaken, like goes up against a Goliath, right? Mm, and right. just totally ties him, which is a win in our book. Brazil tied as well. We had Portugal and Spain, and you had Ronaldo have a hat trick, 3 goals, Mike, his first game out.
He's the big superstar. Mm-hmm.
Just nuts. Messi imploded
Mexico,
in the first game.
Will Mexico be playing the United States?
Well, the United States isn't in it, Mike. That's the sad part.
Oh, they didn't make it in there?
They didn't make it, no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thank God for that, because if they did play, they'd probably have to play a game in the United States, and then nobody from Mexico that was going to the game could bring their kids. Anyway,
it's in Russia, Mike.
Oh, it's in Russia. Oh, I'm sorry. So the whole World Cup is taking place in Russia.
Yeah,
all right. I'm sorry. I was just trying to make a little.
The American World Cup team has actually got Phil Mickelson on it this year, and he was disqualified.
So the World Cup coverage, thumbs down from you.
Right now, thumbs down. The games are still continuing. Actually, a game just wrapped up here.
Will they elevate the coverage as the thing comes down to the wire?
There has to be somebody in management that says, get those guys in check.
Ireland is not entertaining. Does Ireland have a team in it?
Ireland, I'm almost positive, is not in it. Did not qualify.
How about Poland? My people shut out again.
Oh, all right.
I will double check.
All right, so, well, there it is, the World Cup, bunch of foreigners playing. We'll take a break.
Iceland.
Iceland. Oh,
yeah, we've been there. We've been there.
Iceland, yeah, that's a pretty place.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, very lovely women. I'll look forward to the crowd shots. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling
from. What a dummy.
That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. Shop on Amazon. Everybody does it. It's easy. It saves money. It's a no-brainer, but we do need you to use your brain. And remember to access the site by clicking the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. That will guarantee we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Today's purchase is the Iron Gym Total Upper Body Workout Bar.
Woo!
My son ordered it this weekend because he wants to work on his upper body strength. It's on sale.
At home.
Under, change back on a 20. What happens is it uses... You put it against your door, but you don't have to screw it in. So it stays put, and you can use it for push-ups and on sit-ups and all that stuff.
It goes over your door.
Whatever. It uses the door without having to be mounted to the door.
It is super easy to place over your door. And
it's
then
a resistance.
And it's a resistance. Yep. Yeah,
it is.
You can actually do pull-ups on it.
And it's on sale this week, under $20. Grab it.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that exercise equipment and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. That makes sure we get credit by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Costs you nothing.
Thank you.
Go spend money, people.
News.
Tommy Lee posted an old picture of himself with his dad, but in the caption, he mostly just talked about how awful his own two sons are.
What a class guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He admitted that he wasn't always the best dad, but he complained about how they're spoiled and don't know the value of things, and, of course, how their mom, Pamela Anderson, had something to do with it. He added, quote, "I love my boys, but they can be a-holes, too." What a jerk.
That's really rough.
And that's the truth. It didn't take long for Tommy's son Brandon to reply. He said, quote, "Remember what happened the last time you said this stuff? You got to show up to be a dad, big guy. I'm twice the man you'll ever be. Just move on. We all have. You've done enough already." Wow.
Wow. Happy Father's Day.
Really, Daniel.
Then Brandon posted a video of his dad unconscious on the floor from when Brandon knocked him out back in March, and he captioned it, quote, "Look a little sleepy there, Tommy." Wow, there's a loving family. family and all that. And,
and I love that they're calling him by his first name.
Tommy.
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 Yeah, that's weird. Jimmy Kimmel filmed his one-on-one basketball game against Senator Ted Cruz on Saturday. Warning, spoiler alert here. The highlights will be shown on tonight's episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live. All right, so remember you have a spoiler alert. We know what happens. You want to know?
Yes,
you know
please.
The outcome?
Yes.
Cruz defeated Kimmel 11-9 in the so-called Blobfish Basketball Classic, which was held on Ted's home turf, Texas Southern University's arena in Houston. Kimmel goes the distance.
He really does.
He goes down there. In a teaser video, Kimmel takes a shot at Cruz saying, quote, "Did you spend more time this week practicing basketball than trying to get those kids out of that detention center?" Ted responded by mocking Hollywood. So I guess Ted Cruz surprised Kimmel. Kimmel's a taller guy. I saw a still picture and, you know, Cruz looks smaller than Kimmel. And anyway,
an amazingly high scoring game, though, at 11-9.
I like that he went to Texas.
I do too.
He went to Texas. Jimmy Kimmel went to Texas. That's cut. That's right out of your playbook, isn't it?
Yeah.
Work harder.
How many times I say no. Anyway, Catherine Zeta-Jones is 48 years old. And frankly, yes, give her a nice round of
applause. We're roughly the same age. How about that?
Well, you know what? Catherine Zeta-Jones, Rob, is done being sorry about how freaking awesome her life is.
This is
terrific. Her quote. You love this when celebrities do this. This is her quote. "One thing I'm not is humble anymore. I'm sick of being humble. I really am. I'm so sorry I'm rich. Sorry I'm married to a movie star. So sorry I'm not bad looking."
I don't know I don't know how to take that because
it's
bless her heart.
You kind of go, okay, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Here's the continuation of the quote. "No sorries, enough. All that is important to me now is my work. That's what I love, and the rest of my life is a joy because I've got two beautiful kids and a healthy, happy husband. It's all good, and I'm not going to be humble for that either." Well, she's been through it with Michael Douglas and his throat cancer.
Yeah, and you know, with that follow-up statement, it makes it a little easier to swallow. The fact that, you know, but if she just said, "I'm done being humble," well, that would be a little, I'm not sure I'd like that as much.
And I mean, really, for how many years has she walked into a room and stopped the room? I mean,
still.
She's spectacular. Mm-hmm. She really is.
And she's held up so well.
Yes. Hit the alarm. There it is.
such praise.
There it is. According to sleep researchers Oscar Santana, these researchers out of Penn State University, they say that modern life has gotten so stressful that now we really need 8.5 hours of sleep to be healthy.
Damn.
Here's why. All of the distractions we get bombarded with during the day are making it harder for us to fall asleep or go back to sleep when we wake up in the middle of the night. So we really need 8.5 hours in bed to get 8 actual hours of sleep. But if you can find a way to get that much sleep, the researchers say it'll really be worth it. They say that if you bump yourself up from 6 or 7 hours of sleep a night to 8 or 8.5, you might be shocked at how high a level you can operate on during the day.
Wow.
So, true story.
So it doesn't actually change the amount of sleep, just the amount of time in bed.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess so.
When you get more rest, you're better at work. You're better at life. You're happier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many hours roughly do you think you got last
Six.
Night? Six. Rob Spiewak.
Five.
Okay, so would you like to know mine?
Yeah, sure. Please.
11. No, I'm just kidding.
It's called hibernating in Maine.
There it is. Nothing else to do. apparently, happiness pairs well with fish. According to a new study out of Spain, people are happier when they drink white wine, and they're more likely to feel aggressive or guilty when they drink red wine.
Ooh.
Oh.
I might back this up. I think I might back. I get a pretty good little glow if I just have like a glass or two of white wine.
Yeah, but white wine it goes down so easy that it makes you very aggressive the next day.
Yeah, and it also makes you want to have more.
Yes.
Because it's easy to drink.
Yes.
The researchers found that women seem to realize that difference, so they gravitated toward the white wines so they could feel happier. Men either didn't realize, men didn't realize what was happening. They didn't realize what was happening, or they didn't care because they kept going for the red wines. But I think that, once again, with white wine, if you overdo it, it's nasty the next day.
Red wine makes me feel very warm and friendly. Mm-hmm. That's a very distinct, a Cabernet, it's a very specific drunk with a Cabernet with me.
Doesn't apple pie wine do the same thing, though?
Yes, but then I see you and I just feel like crap anyway, so you can ruin anything.
And now a little something-something, a 32-year-old guy in Westville, Florida.
Westville?
Westville, walking around his neighborhood last week, screaming at his neighbors and telling them he was going to kill them in Westville.
Where is Westville now? Is that near to where you live?
No, Rob, it's east of Ponce de Leon, west of Bonifay, and right on the edge of the Choctawatchie River Water Management Area.
I can almost picture it.
Thank you. Someone called the cops when they got there. The guy explained that his testicles were hurting, possibly because he'd gotten some parasites from swimming in a creek, perhaps near the Choctawatchie River Water Management
Area. It happens.
He wanted to call. It's east of Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, I know. You told me.
Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, he discovered the Fountain of Youth, or looked for it.
There you go.
That's his
deal. This guy wanted to call someone for help, but he'd smashed his own phone in a rage. and he was mad at his neighbors because no one was letting him borrow a phone. He was arrested for making threats.
Yes.
Westville, Florida. Way up in the panhandle.
Up there.
Kind of south of Alabama. That's where it is.
Oh.
West.
Yeah. And, of course, it leads me to... there's no word, by the way, on how his testes are doing, but it does give me a very brief Florida slogan of the day.
This is a new slogan, yes.
Yeah. Come to Florida, have a ball. Thank you very much. All right, here we go. Appreciate it. I'm here all week, everybody. It's a slow start for Monday. But, hey, Florida geography, you're going to learn something
from
this show.
Yeah. Right. Andy broke his phone in a rage.
Rage.
Welcome to Westville. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our wonderful, wonderful bonus packages. And thanks to the listeners that told me for Father's Day they bought a bonus package.
Very cool.
Great gift.
Money they got from their family.
Great gift.
That's wonderful. It's the worst time of year. Your Jägermeister machine is possessed by Satan. You have no lawnmower. Skunks are everywhere. And Marv Albert wants more pineapple juice.
It's the worst.
What will you do? What will you do? Well, you little buck-toothed idiot, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a bukini into a cauliflower. Wow, that was a weekend version right there. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky, la la la. Just go to MikeOmerishow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some to your bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win, so please quit sucking, and we thank you. Open up that giant audio vault for Monday, June 15th, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
I bet you can name this legendary guitarist.
Matt Guitar Murphy.
Nailed it. Passed this weekend at the age of 88. I didn't realize he was that old. He was the, as you can hear, one of the lead guitarists for the
Blues
Brothers.
Which meant he was really old when he did the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, in his 50s. And yeah, in the Blues Brothers canon. He's married to Aretha Franklin, and he was a fry cook that when they went and captured the band back. But he goes back to playing in the 30s and 40s in Chicago. Yep. And I also didn't know that Aykroyd and Belushi discovered him in a club and hired him for the band.
That's
pretty
cool.
Most of the band came from the Saturday Night Live band, but they actually discovered this guy. And he's probably...
He didn't look like he was in his 50s when he did the Blues Brothers.
No.
He looked pretty hip.
And
pretty amazing.
of all the, you know, they called on some acting on the band in that movie. And if you watch it, he's probably the best actor of the band members. He's funny. Right. He's great. And so much great music from him. So safe home to Matt Guitar Murphy. Luckily, some of his best work captured on film. Mm. So you can watch him play. Good stuff. I was sorry to hear that.
And Duck Dunn's gone too, right?
Yeah, he passed as well. And
so all those guys were older when they did the Blues Brothers movie. A lot of those guys were a little long in the tooth.
He was about a half a generation older than Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper, though, because they were more 60s guys. This is a guy that played in the 40s and 50s. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
You mentioned that Phil Mickelson hit the moving ball at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, it was pretty weird to watch.
I can't make myself like him. I guess I should like Phil Mickelson.
Phil?
Yeah. But he's just doughy and yuck. But here's his explanation of his violation.
Yeah, he's spinning. He's also a conjurer, and I think he's trying to spin here.
Yeah, okay, here he is. It's Phil Mickelson.
I know what the rules. It's two-shot penalty hitting a moving ball. The ball was going to go off in a bad spot. I didn't feel like going, you know, continuing my display, and I gladly take the two-shot penalty and move on. I don't mean it disrespectful. If you're taking it that way, that's not on me. I mean, I'm sorry that you're taking it that way. It's certainly not meant that way, but sometimes in these situations, it's just it's just easier to take the two shots and move on.
That is the ideal "I'm sorry, not sorry, you're sorry" apology. It just seems
like he was pissed, and everybody knows he was pissed, and Phil was not in the hunt, and I didn't think he should have been disqualified, but the spin was pretty ridiculous, and then the people that just consider it this unbelievable offense, it's a totally different deal if you're in the hunt or whether you're not in the hunt. And technically, you can make the argument either way.
Yeah.
So for that, I say,
they didn't
DQ
him at the end of the day.
They didn't DQ him, and I wouldn't have done it either.
No, but I bet he went to DQ at the end of the day.
He's in pretty good shape, right? He's in better shape than you. See him run up those steps?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
Yeah, but he's still not my favorite.
I know he's not your favorite.
Happy birthday today to Paul McCartney, 76 years old, and I found out something today I did not know. Paul's first instrument was not the bass, not the guitar, but the trumpet. Mm. And he gave up the trumpet because he realized if he played a trumpet, you couldn't sing while you played. Mm. That's why he didn't continue the trumpet. But here he is about a year ago playing the trumpet.
That's it.
So perhaps it's best he sticked with the guitar. But happy birthday, Paul.
It's tough to play the trumpet when your lips are always like this.
Well, you know, you can't sing like that, you know.
Is he still touring? Is he still going to be on the road?
Yeah, he's doing some gigs in Europe right now, I think.
Yeah,
he can't,
all aging out.
He can't not make money. It drives him nuts. Do you know, I read nice today, man. He made about $6 million as a Beatle. And since he's been a Beatle, he's made close to $2 billion. So he likes his money.
He probably likes performing as well.
Yeah, I guess so, but I think he likes the money.
I want to be clear. There's probably people out there that are driven by those dollars, but you get to a certain place where those dollars don't matter anymore, right?
I guess
you would have to probably just want to perform and be loved.
You saw him
and
last year, didn't you?
Did you
see him last
year? Yeah, I saw him a year and a half ago, I think it was.
Still pretty great show, right?
Fantastic.
And if you're adored by your fans, then why not get out there?
And I'm very proud that I got to take Robert to a show and Julia to a show because, you know, after I'm long dead and gone, they can say, oh, yeah, I saw a Beatle, and they say, and not even Ringo. So there's that.
That's exciting.
Mike, here's something exciting. Kim Kardashian has not ruled out running for political office.
People are going to say, would you ever run for office?
That's Van Jones.
That's even on my mind.
Trump's president. It could happen.
I know. That's why Kanye loves him. It's the idea that anything can happen.
So can anything happen with...
I guess... Never say never, but that's not going to be like a Kim's run. That's not
what I was going to say. That.
Thanks, Dan.
Hard hitting.
Respect just went off the charts for you. Booked you on the show. Real excited to have you when you were trying to hawk your book and you didn't want to talk to us. That's great.
Did you?
Nice job, Van. Really. Hard hitting. Way to go. Well done. What?
Did you see the story about Eric Abramovitz who sued his girlfriend?
No.
She intercepted, pardon me, he's a Canadian musician, he plays the clarinet. He was accepted to a very, very prestigious American university. His girlfriend did not want him to move away. So she intercepted the email, never let him see it, and then replied to the school saying thanks but no thanks as him. So derailed his collegiate career. He sued her and just won $350,000.
Wow. Good.
So don't screw with email. And here he is. And he's good. Here he is on the clarinet. This guy's good.
How do you find out?
I think years later, it just came to pass. And you know what? He got the scholarship. This guy did not get the scholarship.
Funny.
I like when they do special stuff for kids on the last day of school. At Carey's school, they did a police escort with sirens to bring the buses out on the last day. This is in North Carolina. Her name is Regina Ballard. She's a receptionist at a high school. And she sang this on the PA. She just clicked the PA and sang into the phone to the entire school. This went viral over the weekend. She's got a good voice.
That's
great.
Awesome. Summer breakers, come along.
She's got a wonderful voice.
Isn't that great?
That's terrific. You hit that first note.
All our long holidays are over.
And it's so great. She's just seated. She's just seated in the office.
What is she at the school? Is she a principal?
She's the receptionist.
Oh, she's the receptionist.
She just hit the receptionist, the PA button on her phone, and she's singing. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's kind of cool. I like
that. And, Mike, I'm so sorry to report. Let's close with this. The world's largest orgy. They were going to break the record.
Hello.
They were going to break the record for the world's largest orgy, and it just
we go from a sweet receptionist in a high school into an orgy.
Well, we got to cover it. We have to cover the successes and the failures. You see, it was not a success.
A recent attempt at the world's largest orgy fell short of its goal. Yeah. Apparently, not enough people came.
Oh, that's nasty.
You see, your attendance is required.
At last. Thank you.
Okay, that's your magic audio ball. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Oh, man. Oh, ew. That's like I get all sweet and fuzzy.
Why
and
did you
like,
get there like, we're going to try next year.
I couldn't find parking.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on the new PlayAPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. We would like to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for making our Las Vegas 2018 show a complete and total sellout. Details to come from the Mike O'Mara Show on more fun activities that we have planned for you. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.